This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
He is Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm sad that you guys have to deal with the Orioles, but I'm glad to be back on with you. How you doing?
We will be at Pickles tonight, me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix. And you know, as long as the McAlters are flowing, I don't care if they lose 100-0. You know, anyway, I'm just joking. 99-0, I'll accept. Ardarius Washington, injury, unfortunately. Vinny and I were saying it's like Tavon Young 2.0. But Ardarius Washington, we know, looks like he's going to be done for at least most of the season. They drafted Starks. We know about Kyle Hamilton. Is there enough in-house to replace him, or is this going to be addressed outside the organization?
Yeah, I feel like you have to go outside the organization. You know, you've got some money back from the Tyus Bowser situation. You've got some money back from the Justin Tucker release. So why not, you know, spend a little freely? Obviously, I don't know what the market is for someone like a Justin Simmons at this point. I also don't know whether Justin Simmons at this point, 2024 Eddie Jackson, that is going to be a determination the Ravens are going to have to make with great caution because of just how spectacularly their investments in Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson went last year. But listen, I think safety is a position where, you know, if you do the right scouting, you do the right teaching, I think that's going to be a big deal with Chuck Pagano back in Baltimore. Like, you can get by with a relatively bargain price. So I think it's important that they find someone else to be that third safety, because I think the most important aim for this Ravens defense should be to get, you know, Kyle Hamilton back closer to the line of scrimmage. I think that should be, you know, mission one, objective one for this entire offseason. And obviously the AD injury kind of sets back those goals, sets back those aims. So I do think that they probably will be aggressive and, you know, looking to get a guy in before training camp, maybe even before minicamp, because I do think that even though, you know, Ardarius isn't a special athlete, he did a lot for this defense that was really important.
Jonas, I hope, and I think they give TJ Tampa a shot, just because I think the position's going to be like a nickel-type position, and I think TJ Tampa is perfect for that. I thought he was a lot like TJ. I thought TJ was a lot like Cooper DeJean. You know, so the biggest thing that TJ Tampa, as we saw when we were at camp, you know, was the catch up speed and stuff. But I think, you know, he's got ball skills, he'll tackle, he's got better length. I just hope they give Tampa a shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously much more depth there now. I don't know if it's quality depth with Longerbeam and Kone coming in. So we'll see. I'm actually just reminded Vinny, of you of how seamlessly someone who's kind of similarly sized, Darryl Worley, making that transition from cornerback to safety. And, you know, he was another guy who unfortunately had some injuries, but he made a really easy transition from an outside corner to a guy who could play deep safety. And I think do a pretty good job of it. Like, the Ravens didn't ask him to play a whole lot, and they might not ask this third safety to play a whole lot depending on their personnel and stuff. But I do think obviously there is a highly translatable skill set from cornerback to safety as long as you've got the intelligence, as long as you've got that football IQ. So, you know, all the smoke coming out of Baltimore, whether the Ravens still feel like TJ Tampa could be a good outside cornerback, I think obviously that's probably a higher value position if he hits than deep safety. Mm-hmm. But maybe just the necessity of this offseason kind of, you know, compels them to throw him back there.
Now, Jonas, what did you think of the Derrick Henry contract?
I thought it was pretty bang on, you know, for what the experts thought. I think Joel Corey called it exactly in his CBS column a couple months ago. I think he had like 2 years, $30 million, and this came in at 2 years, $30 million. So he may not be here in 2027, depending on what the team salary cap situation is and what his own situation is. But it's clear that they are, you know, in love with this guy. It's clear that they think he can do a lot for this offense to lift it. You know, you look at just some of the metrics for him from last year. I think only one running back had more runs of 20 plus miles per hour than Derrick Henry, and that was Saquon Barkley. And obviously a big function of that is playing with Lamar Jackson, but Derrick Henry will tell you like there's no better kind of PED than playing next to Lamar Jackson. So, you know, obviously the cliff for running backs is there. It's something that, you know, we can't pretend like it's not. Even someone like Derrick Henry, I think, is eventually going to show some signs of wear and tear. I believe only, you know, he turned 31, I think, this winter. And I believe there are only three running backs since 2010 who've gone for more than 1,000 rushing yards in a season. And one of them was Frank Gore, who did it twice. And none of them came close to the kind of production that Derrick Henry did last year. So it's going to be really interesting. But, you know, at this point, you're trusting the Ravens that they know what this guy's medical, you know, future looks like, and you trust that Derrick Henry is going to, you know, put himself in a position to succeed unlike anyone else in this league.
Hey, Jonas, is Linderbaum next? Kyle Hamilton, Travis Jones, you know, who's next?
I think it would have to be Lamar. I think he's the big Jenga piece in all this, but among the smaller end guys, yeah, I think someone like Tyler Linderbaum makes a lot of sense. I think someone like Travis Jones makes a lot of sense, especially if you're kind of buying low. You know, I think with Travis, his first half of last year before he got that ankle injury was a lot more impressive than the second half of last year, and you need some stability. You know, I think Brody is under contract for another year beyond this year, but you still need some reassurance that, you know, just in case Travis Jones blows up this year, you have some stability up there. You're not going to have to be spending day one and day two picks to furnish that defensive line. So I think there are a lot of guys who are in play. I mean, you could maybe see the Ravens kind of jumping on Charlie Kohler the way that they jumped on Nick Boyle back in the day when he was really, you know, an emerging young blocking tight end. So, you know, one of the challenges of this Ravens offseason for Eric DaCosta is he has a lot of guys who he could pay early. But I think until he figures out what exactly Lamar is going to count against the cap these next couple of years, it kind of makes some of this business pretty tough to figure out.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, we're about 2 weeks away from OTAs. What's happening on the website right now?
Yeah, you know, obviously got the Preakness coming up. I just wrote for all the lax bros out there, I just wrote a Maryland lacrosse story that went up an hour ago or so. So if you like Eric Spanos and the story of how an eighth grade committed to Maryland and somehow ended up there and actually ended up being a good player, that is the story for you. But yeah, I mean, obviously we're in a bit of a lull right now, so don't expect a whole lot of Ravens content, but there sure will be a lot of hand-wringing about the Orioles on the BaltimoreBanner.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.